Anecdotal reports from the public have revealed that beaver activity has grown in northern Alaska and looks to have an impact on salmon. KNOM's Lorelei Kanin has the story.
Steve Ivanoff is a lifelong fisherman and resident in Unalakleet. He says the increase in beaver activity, he thinks, is due to both the warming climate and a decrease in beaver hunting and trapping. The meat was often used to feed sled dogs, now mostly replaced by snow machines. And Ivanoff says North Face and Mountain Hardware has replaced some of the prevalence of the traditional beaver hat.
Some places of the river on the main system, every bend has a beaver compound, whether it's in a dead slough or in the on the riverbank. And I've actually seen them try to build a dam across the main river system, which of course failed. But it's amazing to see the volume of beaver that have increased.
With the increased activity, there are more dams, which bring an increase in still ponds. Biologists and fishermen believe that the increase in the amount of still water has benefited one species of salmon, the coho, or silver salmon. There hasn't been a formal study on the correlation, but observation from biologists and subsistence fishermen make a strong argument. Alaska Department of Fish and Game fisheries biologist Scott Kent says dammed water is a great place for young coho salmon growing in fresh water. He says when coho fry hatch in the spring, they swim upstream
and try to find a pool or a side channel or a back channel, someplace to get into or some slower water. And there's typically a lot of zooplankton and micro and macro invertebrates in these areas. And the coho, during their first year of freshwater growth, they'll feed on these invertebrates. And those habitats tend to be pretty productive.
Kent says the beaver activity creates what's called habitat permanence and thermal permanence.
Because the water's deep, constant temperature, and there's just more habitats for rearing and to mitigate some of the effects from freeze down.
But the increase in beaver activity isn't beneficial for all salmon species. For example, the Department of Fish and Game has seen a chum run diminish east of Elam.
These fish are very unique. They run in the fall, and they go up this little creek, and they spawn in the lake. And there's been a lot of beaver activity there. And there seems to be a correlation between the increased beaver activity and what we've seen is a downturn in production from that run there.
The reason chum and pinks do not adapt well to beaver habitat is because they do not jump over obstacles, like the coho. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.